All right, this morning I made mention of a weird and random bit of Thanksgiving Day trivia, and Tom, you were so duly impressed, I came up with some more. You ready?
Yeah, the thing you said earlier was that we eat the same amount of turkey in weight as the entire population of Singapore.
Yes.
Nice.
In one day.
Okay.
Well, we won't this year.
All right.
We won't this year. Al Gore's gone vegan, so that's going to cut that way, way, way back. All right, here are some more random Thanksgiving trivia facts for you. Are you ready?
Yeah. Do I win a turkey if I answer these correctly? Oh, no. It's not turkey trivia anymore.
I'll just give you a mirror. This is the 150th anniversary of Thanksgiving. Yes, the first Thanksgiving happened in 1621, 392 years ago. But Thanksgiving wasn't officially an American holiday until President Lincoln made it one in 1863.
See, now, I think there's some dispute about that. Didn't we have on the historical calendar yesterday that George Washington was the president that first declared Thanksgiving a holiday?
We've had many days of giving thanks.
Yes. He used it as a recognition of the, not the Declaration of Independence. He used it as the Constitution. I don't remember what it was.
Right. It was the drawing up of the Constitution.
Right. Okay, there
That's
it is.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So there's more than one opportunity for you to be thankful, my friend.
Okay.
Captain Apathy. Thanksgiving is on Thursday because why?
Everybody was leaving for the weekend on Friday. I don't.
Close. Any idea?
Don't know.
The day seemed like it was the most wide open.
No holidays on Thursdays.
There's no real significance to Thursday, so people just didn't seem to have a lot going on. It's like, where did we put this holiday? Thursday.
Yeah, it's about a month out from Christmas. That'll work out good.
The woman who persevered and got Thanksgiving to become a real holiday from an informal holiday was Sarah Hale from New Hampshire. Guess what else Sarah Hale is very famous for?
She is the mother of Nathan Hale.
No.
She's the daughter of Nathan Hale.
No. Mm-mm. And she didn't coin the phrase, oh, Hale. No.
She's related to McHale's Navy.
Sure. Wow, that five-hour energy drink is awesome for you. She wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Wow. How about putting that on your resume?
There it is. She wrote Mary. Now, a lot of people don't know the less well-known, more obscure verse. Mary had a little lamb. Her father shot it dead. Now it goes to school with her between two slices of bread.
Is that one of those Andrew Dice Clay nursery rhymes?
It is actually one my mother used to tell me. Enjoy your lunch at school today, sweetheart.
That you were could be an Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. Sure.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yeah.
Oh! No. All right. Did you know that turkeys today cannot reproduce naturally? They cannot be intimate with each other.
Because of all the steroids and drugs they've been given over the years?
Not because of that. Turkeys have been bred for their meat. So now they are just too fat to, get together. It's like, baby, I would, but my belly is in the way.
It's those Dolly Parton breasts that have been artificially enhanced in most of those turkeys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so now they're all, fake done. All right.
Nice.
Today, there have been officially 4 deaths and 64 injuries during Black Friday sales. There's a website. Now, this is morbid. It's called BlackFridayDeathCount.com. And they will update those numbers in real time this year. Hopefully they won't update it at all.
Wasn't there a story on the wire just a few days ago that Walmart, didn't want to pay damages when one of their employees got stampeded and killed on Black Friday? That happened last year, a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was somebody that opened the doors for all of that foolishness.
And they don't want to pay any damages or anything.
Well, too bad. They got to do it. That's ridiculous. You have somebody that gets stampeded. The least you can do is take care of them when it's done.
Oh, I've complained about this for years. I don't get that we want to make shopping the contact sport that it's become. And that's what stores do. They like creating a frenzy. And to me, that's an unsafe condition.
Now, wait a minute.
We have $50 DVD players here in aisle 6, and they watch the people run over them.
But here's the thing. Is it the business's fault that they offer the DVD for $10, or is it the fault of the Neanderthals that act like idiots trying to get in?
It's the business's fault when you have these big pallets that are under tarps and you let people, gee, I wonder what's under that one.
Yeah.
And then you unveil it at 10 o'clock and you have someone on the PA system saying, now available in aisle 6 is the big screen TVs for $99. That's the business creating a rush to people to get a limited supply of product. That's not safe.
But you have to admit that there is some responsibility on the idiots that come in and knife and stab and forearm and bully their way into the...
Yes, I'm not having body contact with any other customer to buy anything. I don't care what the price is.
Dying for a $50 DVD player has to be the stupidest reason to die of all time. Doesn't it?
Well, unless it's a 50-inch flat panel.
Oh, stop it.
And then you can look at it and go, you know, Grampy was really sweet. He left us this big TV.
I cleaned, I cooked, the house looked good. They came, but nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes. Someone let go of Belch. Don't you ever say I didn't entertain. Your family is nuts. They are getting crude, yelling for some food like they're at Pizza Hut.
Hey, when are we eating?
I even bought a butterball, but no one really cared at all. They attacked it like Neanderthals. All you people do is pig out. Yeah, you pigged out. I woke at dawn, cooked all day long, but no one thanked me at all. So quick, now as I sit, they run to go watch football. Your shirt is untucked, 'cause you ate too much. I am ready to drop. Dishes piled up high as you scream for pie. You are pissing me off. I walked in with a
God, I never want to see those people again.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.